Rashi HaKadosh, right here on Daf Ches Amud Beis, asks a gewaltige gekasha. Rashi says that what emerges from the sugya, the first week of Yevamos, is that we have two mekoiris to the halacha of Tzar Aser. We have the drasha on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we have Rebbe's drasha on Daf Ches. The drasha on Daf Gimel Amud Beis was, it says in the parish of Achis Isha, the Isha El Achoisa Loisikach Litzrar Legalois Ervasa Olea Bechayeh. Litzrar means tzara, and we learn from here that a tzaras achos isha is aser, dafka b'makom aleh, which means yavama yavay aleh, to teach me that there's halacha that b'makom mitzvahs yibum, there's something called a tzara serva. That's one drasha. The second drasha is Rebbe's drasha, nafches amid beis. It could have said v'lakach, instead it says in the Torah l'kacha. It could have said v'yibim, instead it says v'yibma. Lesser tzara shall arise. And that's coming to teach us that tzara shall arise, that there's a halacha of tzara ser. Frank Rashi, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis said, after it brought the drasha of Litzrar to teach me that there's a halacha of tzara serva, that's good for a tzara serva. How do I know tzara serva? Said the Gemara, you know I know tzara serva? I know it from the fact that the Torah didn't say Lotzur, rather it said Litzrar. So from Litzrar I know that not only is a Tzaras Erva Asura, but a Tzaras Erva is also Asura. But Al Kaponim, it was Mavur in the Braisa, that even after we have a Makar to teach me that a Tzaras Erva is Asur, we still need a Makar to teach me that a Tzaras Erva is Asur. Valzen Nemar, not Lotzur, but Litzror, to teach me Sai the halacha of Tzara Serva and Sai the halacha of Tzara Serva. Frank Rashi, if that's the case, Rebbe Darshan's a different drasha. Rebbe's drasha is V'lokachu l'kacha v'yibim v'yibma lesser Tzara's v'arayas or lesser Tzara's shalarayas. That drasha teaches me the halacha of Tzara Serva, but it doesn't teach me the halacha of Tzara Serva. So Frank Rashi, if that's the case, how does Rebbe know the halacha of Tzara Serva? We have two drashas for the halacha of Tzara Serva. We have Litzrar, and then we have V'lokachu l'kacha v'yibim v'yibma. In Litzrar, we have a makar not only for Tzara Serva, but also for Tzara Serva. In V'lokachu l'kacha v'yibim v'yibma, we have a makar to the concept of a Tzara Serva, but we don't have a makar to Tzara Serva. So, Frank Rashi, according to Rebbe, what is the makar to the halacha of Tzara Serva? So, before Rashi's teretz, we have to take a step back, and we just have to reacquaint ourselves a little bit with what exactly a Tzara Serva is. It sounds intimidating, but really, it's very, very simple. So what's a Tzara Serva? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died. He left over no children. He also left over two wives. One of his wives was an Erva to Shimon. Shimon's daughter, Shimon's wife's sister, Shimon's mother-in-law's mother, whatever it was. One of the 15 Arayis mentioned in the Mishnah. The other wife was not an Erva. The halacha is that an Erva does not fall a Yibum. Not only is there no Yibum by an Erva, there's no Chalitza, not just that, the Tzara Serva as well. So there's no Yibam V'chalitza on the Erva. There's also no Yibam V'chalitza on the Tzara Serva. Now to be clear, that's only true for the brother to whom one Yavama is an Erva, so that the other Yavama will be the Tzara Serva. But what would be if Reuven died and he left over not one brother, he left over two brothers. He left over Shimon, he left over Levi, and it was the same case. Reuven was married to Shimon's Erva and to another wife. But to Levi, there was no Erva relationship as it relates to Reuven's wives. So Shimon can't do Yibam V'chalitza on his Erva. As a result, he can't do Yibam V'chalitza on the Tzara's Erva either. But Levi, if he wants, he can be Miyabim, either the Erva or the Tzara Serva. Because to Levi, all it is a regular Yavama, and as a result, there's no problem. What would happen if Levi went, and Levi was Miyabim, the Tzara Serva? Not Shimon's Erva, but rather the Tzara Serva. It's fine. It's perfect. He's Mekayim Mitzvahs Eser Deiraisa of Yavama Yavayala. It could be the Yavama is also Mekayim Mitzvahs Eser Deiraisa of Yavama Yavayala. What would be if Levi also had another wife, and then Levi died with no children, so that now Levi's two Yavamas fall to Yibum L'shem? One Yavama was the Tzaras Erva of Reuven's marriage. The other Yavama is Levi's wife, who's falling to Yibum now for the first time to Shimon. Al zen nemar, the halacha of tsaras erva. The tsaras erva, being that she was a tsaras erva in Reuven's marriage, she retains her status of as a tsaras erva in Levi's marriage, and as a result, she's going to be asa teshemen. The chiddush is that not only will she be asa teshemen, but Levi's other wife is also going to be asa teshemen. Why? Because Levi's other wife is a tsaras erva. She's the tsara to the woman that was the original tsaras erva. And just like there's a halacha of tsaras erva, so too there's a halacha of a tsaras erva. That's the basic halacha. This is the first Mishnah, Mesachtes Yevamos. This is the concept of tsaras erva, and it works that way for Olam. You could have a tsaras erva and a tsaras erva, v'chulu. One thing we need to clarify, and that is, again, very, very poshut, very, very basic. Why is it so poshut in the halacha of tsaras erva that the woman that was a tsaras erva in Reuven's marriage retains her status as a tsaras erva right now in Levi's marriage? You could argue mehechatese. Her yichus is tsaras erva. What made her a tsaras erva? The fact that she was married to Reuven together with someone that was an erva to Shimon. So that the erva to Shimon was the erva, and the other woman was the tsaras erva to Shimon. That was all in Reuven's marriage. Now already we're handling Levi's marriage. In Levi's marriage, there's no erva to Shimon. Levi's not married to any one of Shimon's arayas. So if Levi's not married to any one of Shimon's arayas, couldn't we make the argument that the tsaras erva should no longer be deemed the tsaras erva? And if that's the case, the halacha should be that right now she's beseder, and if that's the case, there's no tsaras erva. Meaning, how do you understand the whole idea, the whole institution of a tsaras erva? Because the tsaras erva was a tsaras erva in Reuven's marriage, that means she's continues to maintain this status, this toyar of tsaras erva in Levi's marriage, so that we can now create a tsaras erva. Mechateise. There's a long answer to this question. There's a short answer to this question. The short answer to this question is one word: Nesra. There's something called Nesra. Nesra is something that the Gemara talks about more in Perek Arba Achim, but really it underpins the entire Masechtas Yevamos. To quote Rabbi Lazar in Yevamos Chaf Ches Amad Aleph, Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha Achas Be'isr, Nesra Olav Olamos. There's a halacha that if a Yevama falls the Yibam, and this Yevama is Asr to the Yavam, as long as she was Asr Sha' Achas, the halacha is Nesra Olav Olamos. There are many different applications of the halacha of Nesra, but this is a classic application of it. Because when this Yevama fell a Yibum the first time, she was a Tsaras Erva. Now she fell a Yibum since Tzveitin Mal, through the death of Levi. She's going to maintain her status as a Tsaras Erva. She's still going to be Asr. You know why? Because Kivan She Nesra Olav Sha' Achas, Nesra Olav Olamos. Once she's Asr Sha' Achas, she's going to be Asr forever. So you're right, the Siba of Tsaras Erva maybe is no longer applicable. But it doesn't matter, because the halach is that once she's Asr, she's going to remain Asr forever. But either way, this is the concept of Tsaras Erva. So again, let's go back to Rashi. Frek Rashi Akasha, that we have two makaris to the halach of Tsaras Erva. We have the Brais on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we have Rebbe's Drasha on Daf Ches. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara learned Tsaras Erva from the fact that it says the word Litzra in the Parsha of Achis Isha. So the Gemara said, Litzra teaches me Tsaras Erva. How do I know Tsaras Erva? So the Gemara, because it could have said Lotzur, instead it said Litzra, to teach me not only Tsaras Erva, but Oichit Tsaras Erva. Rebbe, in his Drasha on Daf Ches, said that how do I know Tsaras Erva? It says Ulakacha, it could have said Velakach. It says Vayivma, it could have said Vayivbein. Less nor Tsaras Varayas, to teach me that a Tsaras Erva is going to be awesome. Dos is ein Drasha, Zogd Rashi. Nish Tzvei Drashas. So if all it is one Drasha, Lachayra, all I should know is the halacha of Tsaras Erva. According to Rebbe, what's the makar to the Tsaras Erva? Zogd Rashi, a very, very important teretz. Zogd Rashi, that the emes is, you don't need a makar to tsaras erva. Because once I know tsaras erva, I know already tsaras erva. How so? Because what happens when a yevama falls liyibum, but there's no heter to do yibum, and there's no heter to do chalitza, or no necessity to do chalitza? That means, essentially, she's an eshesach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Because every single yevama is really an eshesach. Narvas, it's the mitzvah's yibum, the zikas yibum, the nefilah yibum that's matter the isay shazach. But to the extent that you have a yavama that doesn't fall a yibum, where there is no zika, where there is no mitzvah's yibum, there's no isay shazach, because poitroy sorei seyim and al yibum merchalitza, so that means she never fell a yibum. If she never fell a yibum, there's no heter shazach. If there's no heter shazach, so grashi, it's poshit why the halacha is that the tsaras erva is going to be potem and a chalitza and a yibum. Because every tsaras erva is really a tsaras erva. What's the erva? Eish shazach. What do you mean eish shazach? Every yavam is an eish shazach. Yeah, of course every yavam is an eish shazach. But by every yavam, there's a heter on the eish shazach. But this yavam, there's no heter by the eish shazach. Why is there no heter the eish shazach? V'lokach ulokach v'yimim v'yimma teaches me lesson tzoros v'arayis. So there's no heter tzoros erva. So zok Rashi, that once I know the halacha of tzoros erva, at this point, it's not necessary for me to know the halach of tzaras erva. Because the regga is halach of tzaras erva, zoysay meres, what does that mean? That means that the tzaras erva never got a heter eshazach. So if there was never a heter eshazach, then she's an eshazach. An eshazach is oichetan erva. So if an eshazach is oichetan erva, so the tzaras erva is essentially going to be a regular tzaras erva. What happened? What happened was Reuven died, and he left over an erva and a tzaras erva. And then Levi went, and Levi was miyabim the tzaras erva. That tzaras erva never fell a yibum l'shimin. If she never fell a yibum l'shimin, so comes out she retained her iser eshesach that she had while she was married to Reuven. She remained an eshesach. So if she remained an eshesach, kivon she asra olav shav achas nesra olav olamas. So now she's going to be asra forever. In Levi's marriage, she's still going to have that alta iser eshesach that there's no way to ever remove. It's something that she's going to have to carry around with her for the rest of her life. She has that iser eshesach. Now that she dies, or now that Levi dies and he leaves over that tzaras erva together with another yavama, that yavama is going to be a regular tzaras erva. So zok Rashi, you want to know why Rebbe didn't need a drasha for tzaras erva? Because once I know tzaras erva, every tzaras erva becomes an eishes ach shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. And if that's the case, her tzara becomes a regular tzaras erva. So once I know tzaras erva, I know at soif kol ha'olam. I know already tzaras erva, tzaras erva, etc., etc., etc. Freit Rav Kiva Eiger. And this is by far the most famous Rav Kiva Eiger. Masach Tzivam is maybe the most famous Rav Kiva Eiger in Shas. Freit Rav Kiva Eiger. If that's the case, so what's pshat in the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis? I don't understand Pasha pshat. The Gemara did need a drasha, not only to teach me Lotzor, but to teach me Litzrar. I needed a pasuk to teach me the halach of Tzaras Erva, and the pasuk to teach me Tzaras Erva. Freit Rav Kiva Eiger. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me Tzaras Erva? Rashi's Cheshben. In Rebbe, you see, you don't have a pasuk to teach me tzaras erva. And the reason is because once I know tzaras erva, so every tzaras erva becomes an eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. So if every tzaras erva is an eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah, so then I know tzaras erva. Because every tzaras erva is a tzaras erva, which erva? Eishes ach. So freit Rav Kiva Eiger and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that why is it that I need a pasuk of Litzroy to teach me tzaras erva? L'chayre, every tzaras erva is also a tzaras erva. Now, we waited for Daf Ches to speak our Reb Kiveger's kasha for two reasons. One reason is Pasha to get into it a little bit. The second reason is because when you hear Reb Kiveger's kasha on Daf Gimel, it sounds like Reb Kiveger was mechadesh the chap, that every tzaras erva should really be a tzaras erva. Because tzaras erva is eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah, so the tzaras erva should be a regular tzaras erva. Kvega wasn't mechadesh techap. You know who was mechadesh techap? Rashi was mechadesh techap. It's mefurish in Shitas Rebbe. Rashi said it's muchrach in Shitas Rebbe. All Reb Kiveger did was say one thing, that l'chayra, what Rashi is saying in Rebbe is muchrach in Rebbe. And it makes sense. So if that's the case, why did the Tan and the Braisa Daf Gimel Amud Beis not learn the same exact way that Rashi was Mefarish Rebbe? And that is, I shouldn't need a pasuk for tzaras erva, because every tzaras erva is really a tzaras erva. I think it's kedai to add one knetch, and that is, would there be a mokum to say that maybe it's true there's a halach of tzaras erva, but maybe not tzaras eshesach? Why?
Why should Eish Nisach be different than all the other Arayas? Because Eish Nisach in Yibum is an andere sort erva. You see, every Yibum is Mater Eish Nisach. So if every Yibum is Mater Eish Nisach, oh, so he came up with a chap. You found Eich HaTimtzum where there's no Heter Eish Nisach. Oh, so now every Eish Nisach is going to become an erva. I don't know, maybe that whole Hanach. Now it's a Rashi. And it's true in Rebbe. But maybe it's not something that is so Muchrach. It's a Toys Gadol. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's clear that just like all arayas are poitroi sorei seim v'tzoris sorei seim atzoifa oylam, Isner Eish Nisach is also poitroi sorei seim v'tzoris sorei seim atzoifa oylam. Now you know? It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned chamesh esrei noshim. It's partially a mistake. The Mishnah mentioned 15 noshim that are poitroi sorei seim. Two of them are in Eish Nisach. One is Eish Nisach achiv me'imoy. Okay, it's only a maternal brother's wife. So you'll tell me, Yibum is Eishas Achiv Me'aviv, not Eishas Achiv Me'imoy. It's the same Mr. Eishasach, but I hear, right? I hear. Oh, but what's the next Erev mentioned in the Mishnah? The first Erev on the top of that Beis on the Beis. Eishas Achiv Shloi Hoya Ba'ilamoy. What's Eishasach Shloi Hoya Ba'ilamoy? We have two brothers that never saw each other. So there was a brother, Reuven, that died. He left over no children. And then years later, there was another brother that was born. His parents gave birth to another child. And now this child has maybe a mitzvah to do Yibum. Alzeh Nehmah, there's halacha of Eish Nisach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilama. It's learned that from a pasuk where the halacha is that there's no Yibum and there's no chalitza by an Eish Nisach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilama. But here's the point. Not only is there no Yibum and chalitza by the Eish Nisach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilama, but it's one of the Chamesh Esrei Nashim that are poichnoi sorei seim, v'tzorei sorei seim, and a chalitza and a Yibum. Which means that the halacha of Eish Nisach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilama is a regular erva that conveys the laws of Tzoras Erva as well. So you see clearly that an Eish Nisach does have the ability to pater a Tzora. So again, if that's the case, Freit Rab Kiva Eger, Davos, Daf de Brais and Daf Gimel Amud Beis Hobin Adrosha. Sai to tell me Tzoras Erva and Sai to tell me Tzoras Erva. Let's roar with an extra rage to tell me the Loch of Tzoras Erva. L'chayre, every Tzoras Erva is really at its core a tzaras erva. And the whole raya that this svar is a svar nechoyna, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, is because on Daf Ches, the Gemara brings another makar to the halacha of tzaras erva, and that's Shitas Rebbe, and in Shitas Rebbe, we don't have a makar to tzaras erva. And Rashi already asked the kasha, and Rashi explained that it's not necessary to have a makar to the tzaras erva, because once you establish tzaras erva, so the tzaras erva is really a tzaras erva. Tzara of Eish Nisach Shnuloi B'Makom Mitzvah. So Freit Rab Kiva Eger, if that's true in Shitas Rebbe and Daf Ches, why wouldn't it be true for the Tana, the Braisa, Daf Gimel Amud Beis? Now, there are many, many very lomdish terutzim that were given to answer this kasha from Rab Kiva Eger, from Rab Baruch Ber, to Rab Shloim Haimin, to Rab Ochanan and Kovitz Aris, to Rab Aaron and the Mishnas Rab Aaron. There's so many very important terutzim to this kasha. And Ezra Hashem, we'll get to it. But for right now, just one takeaway. And that is, any lumdus that we're going to say to answer this kasha, and this heavy lumdus to answer this kasha, is going to be true in the Braisan of Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, but at the end of the day, we have a Rashi on Daf Ches Amud Beis that says that Rebbe didn't have a pasuk for Tzoras Tzoras Erva. And the reason Rebbe didn't have a pasuk for Tzoras Tzoras Erva is because he didn't need a pasuk for Tzoras Tzoras Erva. Because he held that Tzoras Erva is Takan Eish Nisach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah, and as a result, the Pat is Tzara. It almost feels like, before we even go down this road, that any lumdus we're going to say in the Tan and the Braise of Gimel Amud Beis is not going to stim maybe with Shitas Rebbe. And if that's the case, what emerges from the beginning of the Masechta and from the drushes that we have is not just two drushes of what the Makar Tetzara Serva is. Oh, Litzrar, or V'lokach, V'lokach, V'yibim, V'yibma. But it's two completely different ways of understanding the entire Masechta Yevamos. Once we margish a little bit, some of the terutz and Rav Kiveges, gosh, this is going to become very, very clear. And that is, there's two Yevamoses. There's the Tan of the Brais on Daf Gimel on the Bezes Yevamos, and then there's Rebbe on Daf Ches's Yevamos. Sinit Zelbe Yevamos. Mamish, the whole Yevamos is going to be different. Literally, Mitchil Vatsoy, from sea to shining sea. You know how you know? Because of this point. Because the Tan on Daf Gimel Beis needed a Pasuk for Tzara Tzara Zerva. Rebbe didn't need a Pasuk for Tzara Tzara Zerva.